It's time to rewire your mind. Welcome to the Hayden Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Hayden Russo.
Hello, hello, hello there. I got to say that I want to thank all of you guys for your positive feedback, the things that you're advising me on to help make the show better. And we'll continue to do everything in our power to make the show much better. It's time to shake down the things in your life that's holding you back. It's time to have a major shakedown in your life to get you off the track that you're currently on and get you onto the right track to begin to move you in your life, in your career, in the path that you were sent here to do. To shake down your distraction, but to shake in your focus. Shake down the lack of energy and shake in of abundance of energy full of life. Shake out the stagnation in your life. And shake in a drive that keeps you focused and moving towards a daily progress of keeping you moving in a forward direction. Shaking down those naysayers that says that what you will and won't accomplish when they fail to realize you're the one that's the champion and can dictate all of the things that you want to do. And how you start doing that is hanging out with winners and getting away from the naysayers. When I wanted to make a major change in my life, I immediately said that I had to stop doing all of the things that I was currently doing. So I just stopped. I didn't want to continue to be involved with the individuals that wanted to hang out 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Or the individuals that didn't want to encourage me or push me to do better things, but would rather that we sit in front of a TV and watch movies and different events. Or furthermore, go out to dinner. Or go out and have fun when yet we need to be studying or we need to be working on our craft, improving our skill. It's time for a major shakedown in your life and you need to start the movement right now. You need to start an action plan. You need to start saying that I am tired and I refuse to continue on the path that I'm on. I refuse to continue to be in this same condition. I refuse to be in this negative environment. I will change my life. I will make the necessary change. I will make a commitment. I will stake a fork in the ground today that I am not no longer going in this direction that is not benefiting me or my family or benefiting me in accomplishing my goals or benefiting me in accomplishing my mission or my dreams or benefiting my imagination to push me to higher grounds. What do we need to do to shake out the bad things in our lives? What do we need to do to shake in the good things? Well, to shake out the bad things, all you need to do is stay positive and focus on the good things. You have no business entertaining discussions on what happened in the past, because it has no determination on what's going to happen right now, which would not dictate anything that would happen in the future. Now, you can learn from the past, but you cannot allow the past to dictate your future. It is time for you to bring back that creativity that you were born with. That creativity that was kind of covered up with your mother's dreams, your father's dreams, your best friend dreams, the people you're following dreams, your idols dreams. You know, sometimes it takes a little bit of time for it to click in our mind that it's time for us to begin to working on us. And when you begin working on you, that creativity will begin to come back. Your creativity that you're born with, your identity, the things that you were sent here to accomplish can only be covered up, but they can never go away. No one can hide them or take them away from you. But what it takes for you to begin this journey and to set yourself on this path for great things and a great destination, because it's your duty to be successful. It's your duty to make sure that you stake a claim to make the world a better place. Make a commitment that you're going to improve yourself. Stake a claim in your success. Stick a fork in the ground. I am here to succeed, and I would not stop, and I would not give up. I would not quit. I would never, ever, ever give up until I succeed. Stake your claim in. When things get tough, you'll continue to find a way to push forward. Stake a claim that you'll begin to bring in new habits to help change your life and to change the direction of your mind and to change the direction that your life is moving towards and put you back on the path towards success. Stake a claim in the ground that you're going to go through the process. And sometimes the process is real ugly. It's real muddy. It's real mushy. Sometimes the process is embarrassment. It's failures on top of failures on top of failures. Stake your claim into changing your life. Make a commitment that you're going to fight when things get tough. And when you start suffering, you won't feel pity for yourself. You'll continue to fight through your struggles. You'll continue to fight through your suffering. You'll continue to fight through your pain. Because why? Failure is not an option. Your pain will not outlast your will. You will always outlast the pain, because you have a determination that you'll never quit. So you have to be determined that you're going to fight through all of your tough times. You're going to fight through all the bad feelings. You're going to fight through all of the dark moments when you're on a journey and a road by yourself. You should be there by yourself. It's your dreams. It wasn't given to me. It was given to you. So you should be determined to fight through those feelings and fight through those emotions and learn to control your thoughts. Because if you control your thoughts and block out the distractions, you'll be able to stay focused on the mission. You'll be able to stay focused on the drive to persevere through all of the problems and through all of the obstacles that are destined to find you. You'll fight through your failures. You'll fight through your struggles. You'll continue fighting life back. And I'm telling you, you can't wait to do these things. You can't sit back and say, I'll do it tomorrow. You need to do it now. Every day that we take and we waste is a day that we can't get back. Every day has its importance. And that's why you don't put yourself in trying to accomplish the whole entire goal in one chunk. You start taking the daily steps and moving forward. You start taking the daily steps and grinding. You start taking the daily steps and failing and learning from your failure so that you can continue to move forward, because your learning is what's going to help you endure. Don't waste any days. You don't have any day to give to waste. You don't have any day to chill or to take it easy. Every day is a fight. And how are we going to maintain this fight? To stay focused and to keep our drive and block out the distractions. We're going to begin changing our mindset, the way that we see life, the way that we see things. We're going to begin to thank God for all of the things that we have now. You have all of your body parts and you're not grateful and you're looking for money. And there's someone down the road that doesn't have any arms or legs, but yet they're more successful than you because they're determined to use their mind to help them to accomplish and to move their life in a forwardly direction. Make up your mind that you're going to take 100% responsibility for your life. Make your mind up that you're never going to give up. Make your mind up that you're never going to quit. You're never going to quit on anything until you succeed. Because when you have that determination, the universe and the world have no objective but to give you what you want. But the problem is that if we're asking the universe for negative things, then we'll get negative results. And that's why it's very important that you stay positive through the process. When the struggles and the fights are coming your way, you stay positive through those struggles, through those pains, through those dark moments. So make your mind up that I'll never stop until I win. I'll never stop until things are on my terms. Because it's not over until I win. When I win, I decide and I'll dictate which direction we'll move in next. But until this one mission, this one goal is accomplished, we'll stay on the mission. Make your mind to change your life. And stand firm on it. And how we're going to do that? We're going to do that through fighting through the process. And in the beginning, it's going to be an ugly process, because no matter what you start in the beginning, it's not an easy task. I don't want to hear about you're tired. I don't want to hear about it's tough. I don't want to hear about how hard it is. I don't want to hear about the blaming other people. I don't want to hear about what it is that you can't do. I don't want to hear about that you'll wait till tomorrow to start it. I don't want to hear those things. Because the process is ugly in the beginning. And it's the tough people that make it through. And you're always crying about the one percenters, and you're crying about Donald Trump, how he's making it. He's making it because he was tough. Even through this presidency, you remember in the beginning where we called him a clown and the media called him other different things. He didn't get mad. He didn't blame anyone. He kept fighting. Each time they said it was over for him and that this person was going to knock him off and that person was going to knock him off, he kept fighting. And then you wonder why he's a billionaire. The man has a fight in him that just doesn't quit. So begin understanding when you're going through that process and it's real ugly and it's, and it doesn't look like anything is working and you're doing all the right things and you know you're putting in the work, but you're not seeing the result. That's not your job to see the results. Your job is to put in the work. Your job is to be committed. And when it get tough and you want to quit, and when you get tough and you thinking that it's not going to work, remember why you're doing it. Remember your kids, your mother, the people that depending on you to be successful. Know your why. And sometime in the beginning, and I strongly recommend this, you got to keep your dreams to yourself. Because if you let it out too early, you got too many dream killers out there. And sometimes they're dream killers by accident. But it's your fault because you associate yourself and you have yourself in that circle. It's your fault for revealing your dreams before you put your plan into action. Make a commitment that you're never going to give up until the mission is completed. Your drive and your passion has to be strong. You know, when things were rough for me in the beginning, you know, I didn't run. I took advantage of my situation. I said, okay, well, in this particular case, at this particular juncture in my life, I'll become a union electrician making $70,000 a year with a pension, okay? But then when I got into the union, even though I was having a good life, even though I had a nice truck, even though my wife and I were building our lives and we had positive, good income and good insurance, I refused to be locked up in a box for 30 years to a company. And I said that it was important for me to go out and live my dreams. So I set out on that journey. And when I began on that journey, I pushed through the struggles. I pushed through my past. I didn't allow all of the things that happened in the past to dictate what it was that I was trying to get done. I didn't blame other people for all of my mistakes and my failures that I was going through. Because I pushed past my problem. I pushed past my pain. Know that when you're changing your life, that is going to be hard. It's going to be tough. And you're going to have to be tough. But in the laws of physics says that for every action, there's an equal reaction. So that when you want to make a positive change, then there's an equal negative change that meets you right at the door and says, oh, you don't want it. I want to see that you want it. I want to know that you want it. And beyond that equal negative force, the things that you want is behind it, which is the next step. But you have to fight through your pains so that you can overcome this negative obstacle. And how you do that? You do that by staying focused on the positive things in your life, by staying focused on the mission, by staying focused on the things that you want to accomplish, by staying focused on the things that you want to get done, by staying focused on your goals. When you keep your focus on the things that you want and you stay with a positive attitude, the universe will start attracting people, positive situations will start attracting itself to you, and you'll find yourself doing things, and you'll find yourself falling and getting lucky and meeting people that would help further advance your idea, your mission, your imagination. But you have to stay focused on the daily progress. You have to stay positive through all situations. And you have to continue to grind and continue to fight and to protect your dream from the dream killers. And don't let anyone tell you what you can and can't get done, because you are destined to be great. You're destined to accomplish your goals and your dream and live the abundance of life that God has brought you here to live. You're a genius, and you were born to do great things. It's time to take a short commercial break. We'll be back with more right after this.
The best pork barbecue, ribs, and chicken in the state of Florida. Don't believe it? Try it yourself. Call Bounce Back Barbecue at 561-307-4382. They also do catering. That's 561-307-4382. Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663.
Buy, sell, or rent. Call Shakira Roll today at 561-312-2641 or email her at info@rollhome.com. That's info@ROLLEHOME.com. Visit her website at www.rollhome.com. That's www.ROLLEHOME.com.
Man, I'm getting ready for First Friday.
What?
Man, look at your hair.
Dude, go get a haircut. It's 8 o'clock.
What do you mean 8 o'clock?
You still have time.
Go down to Headliners. They'll take care of you right away. 1523 West Blue Heron Boulevard, Riviera Beach, in the Imperial Plaza. If you get lost, give them a call. 561-429-4765. Go down to Headliners. Come experience a true haircut.
Invest in Macedonia.com. www.inmacedonia.com. The future to connecting the world.
You're listening to the Haydn Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Haydn Russo.
When you get to the point where you're fighting through your struggles and you're fighting through your past, and you know, you're getting past all of the things and the people, you're getting rid of the bad people in your life, and you're starting to stay focused on that daily progress. You have to remember we're like farmers. We're in a universe where We have a subconscious mind that feeds information to a super subconscious mind. You know how sometimes you can be thinking about someone and then all of a sudden they call? That's a form of communication that we have, where we can intercept each other's feelings and say, you know, I need to call that person. My mind is telling me that's your super conscious mind. That records all of the things that you see and touch and read and bring into your life, and all of the things that you hear. Okay? So when you're in this environment where you have this abundance of land and that you can plant anything that you want and that the ground will grow it for you, let's understand the rules. Okay? if you plant negative seeds, then you'll get negative results. So it is important that you plant positive seeds. Okay. But in further understanding the rules that you can either have positive or negative, right? We've chosen that we're going to stay positive. Your faith that when you're planting the seed has to be strong. Because in the beginning, it's a seed. And you have to take care and do the hard work of protecting it. But it's not your job to be concerned about the weeds that would grow and harm it, or the lack of Mother Nature. That's not your job at that moment. It's your job to have the faith that you're planting a seed in a positive synergy. And you have to believe in yourself. That's the last ingredient. You have to believe that this seed that you're planting will grow and help grow you into the person and help change your mindset and will help you to continue to stay positive and will help you to continue to block out the negative things in your life. To begin to block out all of the things that continue having you doing things over and over again. Situations keep finding you over and over again. You know, you've been married 3 times. What has changed? Nothing. So you continue to find the same result over and over again. You keep dating the same type of guys. So you keep getting the same result over and over again. You don't study. So what happens? You keep getting the same results in class. Over and over again. You keep following people instead of living your dream. You're trying to be like them and no one is paying focus and being you. So what results you get? You get results that doesn't help you, but it's a distraction. So yet it puts you in a standstill. So it's very important that we begin a new crop. We understand what it is that we're trying to plant. So in the beginning, you need to plant your seed of goodwill. Plant your seed of staying focused. Plant your seed of constant self-improvement. Plant your seed of the pure determination to succeed. Until you accomplish all the things that you want in this life. Nothing can stop you. Plant your seed of controlling your thoughts and your imagination. Don't allow anyone to rob you of that. Plant your seed of self-discipline. Plant your seed of happiness. Because if you're not happy in doing the thing that you want to do, then you will be doing what 80 to 95% of the people do on a daily basis. They go to work doing something that they don't love. And when you're doing something that you don't love, it's hard to find the success when you're trying to press the gas to accelerate your success. It's hard to find that when you're doing something you don't love. When you're doing something you don't like. Most heart attacks happen on Monday between 9 and 11 a.m. Why? Because people are thinking about the jobs that they're going to that they hate. So not only plant your seed of happiness, plant your seed of courage. Because it's going to be tough what you're getting ready to go through when you're trying to change your life. It's going to be tough. when you're fighting all of the rejection and all of the people that give saying you know, when you're going and trying to express your idea, it's going to be tough when you're trying to get a loan to advance your business in the beginning stages. Even if you're going to venture capitalists, it's going to be tough. So you need courage to help you to stay focused and to fight through and to continue to fall forward. Plant the seed of positive energy in your life. Plant the seed of understanding failures. Once upon a time, I used to be embarrassed of saying that I had to file bankruptcy. I used to be embarrassed that I was failing at all of these different businesses. I used to be, I used to be embarrassed that things were not going my way and everyone saw that I was working hard and, they laughed at me and continued to say, oh, but one thing we could say is he's a hard worker, but they were driving the nice trucks and they were living the American dream with the nice house and a family with kids and all of the things. You got to stay tough when you're going through all of those things and no one believes in you, even the people that you're doing it for. So you have to begin understanding your failures. And when you start understanding your failures, you'll learn that most successful millionaires would fail at 18 new businesses before they find the one to make them a millionaire. Imagine failing 18 times. Imagine having to tell the investors that believed in the dreams and the concept that you brought to them, failing 18 times. But the one time that hits, the one time that hits is like pressing the gas on a highway. It's only you and you're just doing 100 miles an hour. You ever be in a situation where everything you touch turn into gold? It's like you can't do anything wrong. That's your super conscious mind at work for you. So when you're planting these seeds and you write them down, seal them in the envelope, put them up underneath your bed, and come back to them a year from now, you will see that automatically that your mind was working on those goals and those missions, all of those seeds that you planted. It was working on them the whole time. We're the only human beings besides a homing pigeon that constantly can navigate towards their goals and their dreams, no matter how many different directions it moves away from us. We're like a moving target. We could continue tracking it. So plant your seed of new habits of doing the things that you know that needs to be done when they need to be done. Plant your seed of greatness. Don't let anyone tell you what it is that you can and can't do. What it is that you'll accomplish in this life. Get rid of the naysayers. Make the changes in your life to help you to get focused, because anyone knows that anything that you want to be good at, it's a constant struggle and it's a constant fight. So you have to continue working and practicing and working on that skill and working on your craft to improve it. And if you continue to do that, you'll be great. Plant a seed. Plant a seed to bring in new friends. Make a commitment that the reason that you're in this particular state, the reason that you're at this particular juncture, is because of your surroundings. Look around you. Look around the seven people that you're spending the most time with. That is not your kids or your wife. No matter who these seven individuals are, let's put them aside for a moment. And let's find seven new friends that may align themselves with our goals and our dreams. Plant the seed of overcoming fears. Because when you're fighting a change, and when you're focusing on a change, okay, you're going to have the fear of change just naturally. So you have to continue to fight and say that although I am afraid, I will continue to move forward. Plant your seed that you will have a daily grind that will be beyond your wildest imagination. You will have a daily grind that you're totally commitment to improving your health, improving your mind, improving your life, improving your relationships, improving your craft. Make a commitment that you will not be driven by your goal, but you will be driven by the grind. Because you must succeed. Plant your seed of big imaginations, big goals, big dreams. Don't let anyone tell you that planting your big dream goals is not attainable. Yes, it is. No one can stop you but you. So you can't let yourself get in the way. You can't let yourself feel that you have to do what the masses is doing. Begin changing the direction and pulling yourself away from the masses. Changing the direction of your life, the outcourse. Begin planting seeds of seeing yourself living as the person that you want to be in the future now. If you want to be a doctor, begin conducting yourself as a doctor. If you want to be a banker, begin conducting yourself as a banker. If you want to be a hedge fund manager, begin conducting yourself as a hedge fund manager. Begin reading the things that these individuals will have to read. Begin controlling your behavior the way that these individuals would have to control their behaviors. Begin being you. Begin having faith in yourself that you can accomplish anything that you want to accomplish. It may be a struggle, but you have faith that it will come true. Plant the seeds that good things always happen to me every single day. Every day good things are happening to me. Good things are happening to the people around me. Why? Because my positive attitude is driving me. Plant a seed that I will never give up. I will never quit. I will outlast and I will outfight the distraction. I will stay focused. Plant the seed that I will learn from all of my mistakes in this life. Because you have to remember when problems are finding you, it's for a reason. So get your ego and get your emotions out of the way and dial in and have a positive mindset and find the reason why this problem or this issue found you. Find the good. Find the purpose of why this message was sent to you with this problem or this failure. Learn from them. Plant the seeds of big, 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 big visions that scare weak minds. Visions that are so big that if you fail, just the fact that you got 70% there was a success. Plant your seed of seeing your dreams daily. But plant your seeds of seeing your dreams extremely clearly. Because your subconscious mind cannot give you what you want unless you define what you want clearly. Define your goals clearly. Define what it is that you want clearly. Plant the seed of a healthy mindset. Of changing your life, of changing your commitment, of changing the way that you see the world, of changing the way that you appreciate other people, of changing the way that understanding that you are 100% responsible for all of the things that happen to you and around you. Plant the seed of being appreciative for all of the gifts and the talents that God has given you. Imagine if your breathing had to take a break. Imagine if your heartbeat had to take a break. This is the reason that you can't take a break. So plant the seed that you'll never speak negatively about anyone from this moment forward. Because you need your mind to be at its running on all cylinders. And when you're speaking negatively about other people, you're pulling away from that engine running on all fours. Plant the seed to be great. To come here in this life to find a way to improve human mankind, thereby accomplishing your goal. And when you begin to accomplish your goal and want to help other people, this life will take care of you in an abundance of life. You'll be able to have all of the things that the one percenters have. Why? Because you're constantly working on yourself. You're constantly trying to improve. You have planted your seeds and now you understand that it's time to get to work. It's time to take a short commercial break. But when we come back, we'll talk about how we begin to keep these things moving in a forwarded direction and taking care of the seeds that we have planted and how we take care of them. It's time to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Who is this young kid growing up, par for life, experiencing all of the tough battles, watching people thrown off buildings as a little boy, violence surrounding him? Failure is not an option. You may find it at Barnes & Noble. Failure is not an option. A book that is here to inspire you.
The House of Bling is here. Woo! Specializing in rhinestone apparel. Bling out your company logo or team logo. Call today, 561-723-6781. Woo, they're ready. Get your bling, women, cheerleaders. Tell your coaches about the House of Bling. We're here for all custom apparel. Again, that phone number is 561-723-6781.
Car accident? Dents or scratches? Has the Florida sun faded your ride? Call High Gloss Paint and Body. Their service is fast and reliable. High Gloss Auto Paint and Body will deal with your insurance company, taking all the load off your shoulders. I know what that can be like. Call them today, 561-508-4220. They're located on 2550 Winter Avenue, Suite A, West Palm Beach, Florida. You tell High Gloss that Hayden Russo sent you. Do you have a ride on your way? Are you in the New York area? When you're stuck, call on NYC Taxi Ride Yellow and Green. We have two apps at your availability, www.waytoride.com or www.garro.com. NYC Yellow Cab is ready for you. Are you ready for your meeting next week with the Sororities Club? No, I want to be different. Me too. What are you going to do about it? I'm going to call Wearable Nelly. Who? Wearable Nelly. They got you covered. Sorority logos, promotional materials, handbags, uniforms, family reunion shirts, and under pressure, they'll deliver on time. Call them today. 561-293-6444. Or you can email them at wearablenalia@gmail.com. Hey, tell Rodney Russo that I sent you. That's 561-293-6444.
And now more of the Hayden Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Back to Hayden Russo.
Let's get right back into it. I said you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in the information that your subconscious mind is feeding back to you. When the mind tells you to go left when you know you should be going right, that's information that the subconscious mind is feeding to you because it could feel danger. The super subconscious mind can report back to you and let you help you avoid certain situations. So don't only just believe in yourself. When you start changing, believe in the new you. And don't let anyone get you off course. Because why? Because it's important that you understand that the way that we're going to change, the way that we're going to excel, the way that we're going to put our foot on the accelerator and accelerate our growth is going to be through investing in ourselves. What do you mean by that, Hayden? Investing in yourself through learning. Investing in yourself, learning through like listening to audiobooks, reading things on a daily basis, learning, you know, reading books on how to read faster, because there's different techniques to help you read faster. Because when you're making a change, you need information quickly. So you need to be able to process the information quickly. And studies have shown that on any particular subject, if you get 10 books and you go through the table of contents and you write all of the table of contents out for each of the books, you'll find 20% of the information will give you 80% of the results, because that's how it works. You'll find that most of the authors are talking about two or three, four main points. And why try to reinvent the wheel? Why try to start things from scratch? Learn how to do things quicker. Learn how to do things in a more smart and orderly way. Learn new ways of learning that helps you. Learn new ways that doesn't work for other people, but it works for you. You may need to sit on the ground and spread all your ideas and all of your imagination on the ground so that you can see it. Or you may need to get a clipboard and spread all your ideas on the clipboard. Or you may need to use a wall. Or you may need to use different methods that work for you. So don't be ashamed of ideas and things that work for you. Learn how to meditate to control your thoughts and to make your mind more mentally tough. Learn to when you're meditating to meditate about compassion and feelings and emotions for other people. Read books on rewiring your mind. Take online classes. When you know what it is that you want and you're trying to get into the building, get into the building by any means necessary. Take entry levels, entry position, take positions that other people wouldn't take and learn the business from the bottom up. Watch videos on how to control your anger. Learning how to read people. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself don't just mean that you invest in your mind by reading and invest in your imagination and have big dreams and big goals. You got to take care of your body. Invest in improving your body, the things you eat, when you go to sleep. The things that you do to your body. Think about it before you do it. Improve the way you eat. Watch what you eat. Eat food that creates energy. Increase your water consumption. When your water consumption is 95% of the fluids that is entering your body, then you're on to something. Because when you're feeding the brain and the body water, with positive attitude, and you start feeding it seafood as well, then you're feeding not only your body, you're feeding your mind. Improve your faith in your abilities. Trust yourself. Believe that when your mind is changing, that it is improving you. Watch videos that would help you improve your mindset. Study people in your field. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel and trying to show other people that you can work harder. Those days are over. You need to work smarter if you're going to be successful in this life. Times has evolved. Your patience need to be. You need to have more patience. You need to learn how to deal with other people, because at the end of the day, you can have the greatest idea, the greatest minds together. If they don't know how to deal with other people, it would be difficult. Learn how to discipline yourself, because you have to water the seed. It's not your job to be concerned with what you're going to do, how you're going to accomplish it, what is going to happen to the plant. Is the plant is going to grow? When you start thinking about that, guess what happens? You get the first little green little stem that sticks out. Work on your dreams. Live your life 100% daily. Never take a day off. Oxygen can't take a day off. Your heartbeat can't take a day off. Never take a break. Take the first baby steps towards your dreams. Start being like a little baby that couldn't walk. He crawled. When he got tired of crawling, he fell. When he fell, it didn't matter how many times he fell. He kept getting up because he was determined, or she was determined, that they were going to walk. Nothing was going to stop him, because why? They made a commitment that they was going to walk. And they started taking action now. and they kept taking action. And they never gave up, and they never they kept fighting. Why? Because they started evolving into a new person. Their mind started becoming more stronger. Situations and small problems didn't affect them like it affected other people because they had big goals and big dreams and big imaginations. And when you start thinking about why you want things and you start believing in yourself and you put action to it, you start doing more than expected of you. You start giving people more. They're like, why are you giving this to me? Why are you doing more? Why are you helping me? Because I'm a different person. My standards don't know how to do nothing less. Stay focused. Stay. When things start crumbling around you, when things start going wrong, is continue to stay focused on the mission. Continue to stay focused on the grind. Stay focused. Don't let anyone get in the way of your greatness. Don't let your distractions get in your way. Don't quit. Continue to grind. Look and continue to learn from all of your setbacks and continue to move forward. Remember, you were born to succeed. Remember that nothing is impossible. Remember that you were sent here to be great, to do the impossible things. You have been here and God is working on you. There's nothing wrong. That goes to show you that you are here to be successful and nothing will get in your way. You have come here and never give up, never let anything get in your way. I hope that this show has been very inspirational and impactful for you. And we'll see you here. And I thank you for listening to the show. We'll see you here next Wednesday from 5 to 6. You're live here on TalkZone.com. Thank you and enjoy your day.
Congratulations on the purchase of your brand new home, and we couldn't be happier for you. But as soon as you moved in, you began to notice during the summer months, the attic began to get extremely hot, causing your home to get warm, making it uncomfortable. Plus, your electric bill began to rise, skyrocketing out of sight, costing you more money. I have a solution for you. Solaro Energy. Solaro Energy has a variety of products. Solar shield for the attic, solar attic fans to take hot air out of the attic, plus solar day to bring in light into any area in your home, all costing you no additional money. Call Solaro Energy today at 888-355-5SUN or visit their website, solaroenergy.com. Solaro Energy, providing all of your future solar power energy.
Who is this young kid growing up, par for life, experiencing all of the tough battles, watching people thrown off buildings as a little boy, violence surrounding him? Failure is not an option. You may find it at Barnes & Noble. Failure is not an option. A book that is here to inspire you.